Here's Scola. Quick free kick taker to Kirsty Chambers. Back to Scola in the edge of the box. Cross comes in towards the back post. It's a goal! It's a goal for Beth Scola on 10 minutes. Did she mean it though, Paul? It was a good quick corner between Chambers and Scola. Right at the edge of the penalty box here on this left-hand side. It looked like a cross towards Charlie Evans on the back post. But I think the wind got hold of it and it went in.
Anybody playing the ball in from that side knows the wind's going to be a factor.
And patience is going to have to deal with it.
Strength again.
Davis is going to have to deal with this. And it's Hughes. Hughes, who's been really lively this. Oh, and that looked like a penalty.
That's a bad
and indeed
one.
It is. And Hughes, once again, difficult to deal with for Patient and Davis. Out-muscled Fran there, which is very unusual. And wins a penalty. And it was a penalty, wasn't it, Paul?
It was. Anyone can argue with that.
Hughes is going to take this now. And Priestner, welcome back to the first team, Mary Priestner. Up she steps. Shoots. Slots it home. 1-1. 25 minutes gone. Charlie Evans takes it quickly. Plays it to Hartshorn at the edge of the box, who brings it ball back to Charlie Evans, who crosses first time. Hits the number three in the face, I think, and it's headed away by Hartshorn. Hartshorn gets the ball back, and it's now with Evans. Evans, it's cut out though, headed forward by Cook. Here's Chambers now on the left-hand side, crosses the ball in. Good ball, Gannon, well punched. Wollstonecraft, goal!
Yes!
Excellent play.
Great follow-up.
And that is now 2-1, 27 minutes gone.
The ball in from Kirsty Chambers caused absolute nightmares for them, didn't it?
The goalkeeper dealt with that very well, because Gannon threw
herself into the line of the ball, and the goalkeeper, she was obviously a little bit distracted. She kind of half dealt with it, didn't she?
Yes.
But Shelby was following up in the box, and of course she's not going to miss from that range.
And to be honest with you, it's what FC United deserves, really.
Yeah.
After the first half an hour or so.
I think that's a more balanced scoreline.
Yeah, but it is
Hughes again.
Hughes checks inside, and she shoots, and a goal. Ooh. And a stunning finish from Hughes. And if Lee Sutton's listening to this later in the week, I'd suggest,
she's a devastating striker, there's no doubt about it. It's that Hughes name again that's coming back to haunt us this afternoon.
Right chip off the old block.
Yeah, I mean,
that was a superb strike.
I don't know if she's related, but...
I'm going to say probably.
She's putting us to the sword here, isn't she?
2-2. Van Davis and Priestner having to double-team Hughes. And Priestner does well, clears it. Only as far as Hartshorn, who controls it well, to McCarrick. Back to Hartshorn now. Hartshorn dispossessed, but Van Davis is there. Plays out left to McCarrick. McCarrick infield to Scola. Scola, can she spot Chambers with that run? Who's after it, and she can get that ball, beats the offside trap. She's past the keeper, and she blasts it into the top corner from 2 yards. Goal, 3-2.
Thank you very much. Well, again, they are victims of this through ball, and the celebrations are quite noted on the pitch there. The through ball again ripped them to bits, didn't it? And this time Kirsty got control of the ball, waltzed round the keeper, and then it was a formality then, wasn't it?
Down the line it goes towards Gannon. It just goes over her head, unfortunately, but she can battle and win that ball back, and she does. Crosses into Winsford's half on the right-hand side. She's got options. One of them is Charlie Evans on the right. Heads towards the byline, crosses it in first time towards Scully, who heads it. Goal!
Yes! Oh, what a goal.
Superb. Gannon's ball there. She turned, she battled, she got the ball back. She had four options in front of her. One of them was Charlie Evans. She plays the ball to Charlie Evans, who crosses it first time on the right-hand side. Scully just rises. There's nothing the goalkeeper can do. The head, though, is brilliant. It's into the corner, which makes it even more difficult for the goaler. And 4-2. Down the line it goes. Hartshorn heads it on. Tries to win it second time. Tattersall gets the ball and plays a nice ball over the top. Wollstonecraft through here. Shoots first time, and that's... It's in!
It's in!
What a finish! And what a ball from Tattersall. But more importantly, the touch from Wollstonecraft to set it up beautifully for that shot.
The first touch is it dropped over her head, and she had to control it with one touch. And then she looked up, and she was still, 35 yards out, would you say?
Plays it first time towards Gannon, who chests it comfortably at the edge of the box. And that is a penalty. Yes, definitely. Well won there by Gannon. So Kirsty Chambers with this penalty to try and make it 6-2 to FC United. And wouldn't that be weird?
And if she scores from this, we've got three players on two goals.
So Kirsty Chambers steps up. Goal. Slots it in right into the roof of the net. 6-2.